T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
I found 2 empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
All right, hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you. We'll have Michael Sean Dugar, Athletic, covers the Seahawks, coming up an hour from Right Meow. We have worst day on the web today, and boy, wait till you guys hear this one.
So many choices.
That's coming up at 1:30. No, I don't think we have that many choices for worst day on the web, because this one is... you found this, and wow. That's all I have to say is wow. But the craziest thing on the internet today, that's up for debate, because it was Kyrie Irving who tweeted out earlier today. What was it that Kyrie ended up spouting off on the internet?
Let me pull up his actual. I had to change because I had the AB quote up. So,
okay.
Give me 2 seconds.
Well, it is being contended by Antonio Brown, who is back on the internet. But this is what Kyrie said.
This is Kyrie's. This is 3 hours ago. When you're ready to break free from the media's control over your subconscious thoughts and emotions, meet me on one of my platforms and let's chop it up. We, the A11 Even tribe, love our conversations about the truth, all caps, and what is truly happening. Welcome to the, and then he's, hits the return and goes to the next line, paradigm shift with his stupid infinity symbol.
Oh my god!
You know what? I bet you if I called that phone number on the car that I saw coming in this morning that had the master energy therapist, I bet you it would be a Kyrie.
Like Kyrie Irving is that guy that it's just like, we all know these people. They're quote unquote free thinkers.
Uh-huh.
Which means you just fall. You're manipulated more than anybody else.
Yeah, the more free
if you
thinkers,
claim to be the free thinker, you are being manipulated by more people. Flat Earth, Kyrie.
Yeah. And it's like fake Illuminati. Like it's. I think I like conspiracy theorists more than I like these people.
They're the one and the same.
No, they're different.
Kyrie Irving is both.
No, they're different. Conspiracy theorist people, like, they have their one thing. They have their one thing, and then they're normal.
Boy.
Outside of that one thing. But they're really weird about that one thing.
Yeah, okay. So that is, okay. But what we're feeling is...
Kyrie is conspiracy theory on everything.
Yeah, they fall into multiple conspiracy theories.
Yes.
And that's where you're like, you know, you're just being manipulated by more than
Kyrie
one
is silent
conspiracy
Bob stepping on the rakes.
You're dang right.
That's what this is.
Oh, man. But then you have Antonio Brown, who stepped up to the plate and said, you know what?
I'll see you're crazy and I'll raise you.
I'm going to go one more. This is an actual quote from Antonio Brown himself. Okay, how do we know it's a quote from Antonio Brown himself? He tweeted it. This is not from The Onion. This is not from Ballsack Sports. This is from Antonio Brown, the person. Quote, my biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. and it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what it was like for you all to see something like that. Like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Do you think he meant Jesus?
Dude, I wish anybody could have seen Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
He confused the rocks. The rock that was moved versus Red Rocks. You know
this. Wait, do you think? Hold on, time out. Do you think Antonio Brown thinks that Red Rocks is a place because of the rock that Jesus moved?
I mean, Jesus had his tomb
in Colorado.
It's not impossible.
I hesitate to try to think of whatever is going on in that man's head because I have no idea. I don't think he has any idea.
It's something, man.
My thought process is so stunted right now because I could never get to this level.
Yeah.
I can't fathom and opening my third eye this far.
Boy.
Like, this is like a fourth eye, fifth eye. I don't
know, man.
Like, there are fish in the Willamette right now that are like, dog, you've gone too far.
This is
too many eyes.
This is something. And are we sure that Ballsack Sports hasn't tweeted this out at some point? And this is just real life Antonio Brown. Like, he just said, because it would be very on brand for Antonio Brown to steal a meme from somebody else.
Well, he did.
And be like, you know what?
Because the meme is stolen. Because it's if you click on the image,
yeah,
underneath the Buccaneers on his jersey,
at there's the sports memory.
Yeah.
Memory. Huh. Okay, so he did steal it from somebody.
But he's also, like, recognizing it.
But taking it as himself. So did he actually say this? Did Antonio Brown actually say these words? Or...
Well, on the tweet, the text on the tweet itself says, sincerely, AB.
Like, he believes it.
Man. This is what happens when you surround yourself with yes men throughout your entire life, right?
Well,
like,
we joke about it, but Vontaze Perfect scattering his brain cells.
Yeah, well, that is not a joke.
Like,
that
legitimately,
is
I do wonder, because stuff did change around that time.
Yeah,
period.
There's also an element, though, of Antonio Brown. There is a reason why Antonio, you're right in that, but there is also a reason why Antonio Brown was at Central Michigan, right?
Yes.
And
he did not learn the Randy Moss method.
No, and it is why he was pushed down the draft, and why when he popped, it was like, everybody's like, no, he's always been this dude.
We all knew that.
Like, he was small in stature, we knew that, but we know guys that are small in stature that are as twitchy, athletic, and gifted as him that would play on big time programs in our first round picks, right?
Jerry Rice was a small college guy who ended up being a god.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And Antonio Brown, when he popped and he got his fame and his fortune, is also when he got his hit from Vontaze Burfict. And those two things are like, they're hard to separate, right?
True.
They are hard to separate. Like, okay, is it the money that changed Antonio Brown? And when he surrounded himself by yes men, and then a series of bad mistakes started happening after that? Because all of those things also, calling a GM a cracker, showing up late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet, throwing rocks at a UPS driver. They're also after he got paid and after Vontaze Burfict rocked him.
And the other thing is, like, flipping back to Kyrie, I've talked to a lot of people who were around Kyrie early in his career. He was not this dude.
Mm.
Early in his career, like, he was weird. Don't get me wrong. He was always a little weird. But not, he was significantly more likable. Like, guys like being around him. I think his... And honestly, ABs, both their egos took some kind of hits. Because even Kyrie, in all of his weirdness, has come out and said, like, he screwed up the whole relationship in Cleveland with Braun and everything. But you look at how both these guys are and, like, relationships they supposedly had that they butchered.
Yeah.
And you just, it's funny because what do we keep coming back to in all of this, Dusty? what Damian Lillard did with his camp.
That's true.
Is to avoid all of this stuff.
To bring you back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, I think Dame's really onto something, not necessarily just in the NBA and preparing people for basketball, but for life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've gotten away of that, away from that. And maybe that's where the master energy therapist comes into play.
Yeah. And this text is very true, and this is kind of what I was alluding to with there's a reason why I ended up at Central Michigan. This text says Antonio Brown wasn't eligible to go to FSU because of off-the-field issues. I don't know about Florida State, but I do know he got kicked out. He got expelled from Florida International when Mario Cristobal was the coach there because he got into a fight with like a security guard.
That sounds right.
On campus, and there was off-field issues way before anything. And then they ended up at Florida or Central Michigan, stayed out of enough trouble to get into the NFL. But he is always kind of, Antonio Brown has always thought highly of Antonio Brown. And this quote may be the icing on the cake. It's masterful. It will be in the Hall of Fame of quotes about somebody, about himself. The third person. Oh,
it's a top five quote right now. Oh, if he actually did say it, what makes it better or worse? If he didn't say it and he's now attributing it to himself, or he did say it and he's attributing it to himself?
Yes.
You know yes. what? I didn't say it, yeah. but I did now.
Here's the thing, is that if your life is to the point where even if it's a meme, we're questioning whether it's real. I think there's your sign right there. His life is a meme,
man.
Ah, all right. Hey, the old man has wandered away from practice next.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I love Motley Crue. seems like a weird statement just to make, but I love Motley Crue has got some bangers.
I'm good with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Motley Crue guy, but it's the fun metal.
It's hair band. Yeah, it's hair band. Yeah. Yeah, they're hair band. They're hair band. And like,
are you a Motley Crue guy? I say you're Tommy. There you go.
No, I'm a Motley Crue guy. Have you seen the movie Crue on Netflix? Really good. Really good. No?
No.
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm.
Really good.
We started the series on Hulu, I think.
It's the only, the Tommy Lee, Pam
yeah.
and Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only reason why I know who Machine Gun Kelly is, but he plays Tommy Lee in that movie.
He does kind of look like him.
Dead ringer.
It's kind of creepy.
Dead ringer.
And then the drummer from Machine Gun Kelly is also a Tommy Lee clone and Travis Barker.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Those long gangly guys all kind of hang together.
Tom Brady has wandered away from practice, but there's not any concern in Tampa right now. They feel like it's okay. Todd Bowles is okay with it.
It's Tampa. I mean, old guys wander away regularly.
Usually, though, they send out it's not an Amber Alert.
They got
it's
a
like
tracking a, device on him. He's fine.
Some sort of alert for old people that have wandered away. But Tom Brady has. He is leaving the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, quote unquote, handling some personal things, according to Todd Bowles.
It'd be kind of funny if they just kind of treated him like Steer, put the electric fence up. You can wander wherever you want in Tampa Bay. Just can't leave Tampa Bay.
Easy there, feller. Can we call it what Tom is doing? Tom's taking a vacation during training camp.
He's pulling a veteran move, which is I'm not doing training camp for the 24th time. I played the good soldier. I went out there and I did what I needed to do and then smiled and kissed some babies.
Took my birthday off.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Todd Bowles said to like answer questions and they're like, are you... Here's what Tom Brady did. He knew that he was going to have some new weapons. So he's like, all right, I'm going to show up to training camp. And then once I feel comfortable, I'm out. Got it, Todd? And Bowles is like, yeah, whatever. Sure, Tom. And so he showed up. He's like, all right, Julio Jones, you know, Kyle Rudolph, Cam Brate. I'm good with these guys. Yep. Well, I'm awesome. I'm out.
We got our timing. We're good.
Now he's like, okay, I can go on my vacation now. I didn't want to come here in the first place. The only reason I'm coming back is to make sure I got my timing down. His timing is there. He feels comfortable with his new receivers. Now he's just going to go and, I don't know, do what Tom Brady does. Hang out with Giselle and get weird massages from Alex Guerrero.
The TB12 method.
He's going to do Tom Brady things. Not eat strawberries or drink beer, obviously. He's going to do Tom Brady. Probably going to get jacked up on HGH.
Strawberries are not on the list?
He does not eat strawberries, no.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Aren't they loaded with like antioxidants?
Yeah, not Tom doesn't eat strawberries.
Does he need more oxidants? Like
that and they're just good.
It's a great point, Russ.
I would say Tom Brady
doesn't
like good things, but then also I looked at, you know, his success and his wife and I went, nah, I think he likes good things.
I think what he's doing is on point.
I think he's doing okay. Like if I told you had to give up something in your life for like the one thing that made sense, do you think you'd be capable of doing it?
Okay, give me an example here.
Like something you had to give up beer.
If I had to give up beer, but it would.
You're a NFL wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, beer.
Yeah? You could do it?
Yeah. If you, alcohol. Goodbye, alcohol.
Whoa.
Yeah, all of it.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I could do that.
What's something you really love?
Because if giving up alcohol meant my genetics would change, that would be awesome.
Like, what's something you really love?
Well, you hit it. You got a good one with alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, like, with my wife and kids. My wife and kids, I love them.
Okay.
Like,
I won't make you do that.
All right.
But next on the list is probably the alcohol.
Yeah. I love golf. I love golf. I love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I love lamp.
I love traveling. I love beaches, going to beaches. Traveling is probably my number one. I like to leave.
Okay.
I like to leave here.
I like to pull a Tom Brady.
Yeah. Like to pull a Tom Brady.
Couldn't do that ever again.
Yeah.
You had to be landlocked in your job.
Like if I couldn't escape to a beach, that'd be a problem.
Like if we had to throw the
that'd be a problem.
The tag on you. A little shot caller.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That'd be tough for you?
Yeah. I think I'd find a way to hang out on my mountain of money. But, like, the reason I'd want the mountain of money is to go to more cool places. So, no, I'd be out on that.
Yeah.
I'd be out on that. See, what Tom Brady did, though, was he was like, I'm close. Like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I'm close to great. How can I be the best MF-er to ever do it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is different.
No, like, and it is. Like, his preparation is otherworldly. His time spent on this stuff. Like, so him at, what is he, 43?
Five. Just at his 45th birthday.
Right, just at his 45th. At 45, he's like, you know what? I know my body better than anybody else knows my body. And mentally, I'm good to go. Physically, I'm good to go. I don't need to spend the next 2 weeks in training camp.
Yeah.
I need some personal time.
How much?
Has anybody earned it as much as he has?
No.
Honestly, the answer is no.
And he's probably like diagrammed something out with Alex Guerrero as to why he needs this 2 weeks off to maximize himself in February. That is, it would be, if he explained it, we'd all just go, oh, come on. Like, even me, who believes Tom Brady's an angel, sprinkling touchdowns all over the field, he'd probably give this explanation, and I would roll my eyes and be like, oh, gross. Shut up, dude.
It's probably true. I figured it out. You know what he's doing? He's getting his honorary black belt.
Oh, no, they don't just hand those out. They don't just hand out honorary black belts like Aaron Rodgers got.
God. Oh.
They don't do that. Aaron Rodgers and his honorary black belt. That was a great drop.
I'm an honorary black belt.
You know what? He's probably right.
Yeesh.
Probably getting like a little touch up on the Botox, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to take at least a week to settle.
Got to look firm.
I mean, that man looks like he's 26.
It's kind of weird how tight his skin is on his face. It looks different.
He didn't go to Florida just for the football.
Sorry, not Botox, his Brotox.
Brotox, yeah. He didn't go to Florida just for the football. Let's just put it that way. A little HGH cocktail and a couple facelifts every year. Well, I mean, I'm not mad at the guy.
Silver alert for Tom Brady.
But listen, if I had all the money in the world and that I looked like that too, I'd do it. Yeah. Hell.
What about this? The text line, 503-250-1080. Would you give up sex to be an NBA player, Danny Meringue?
I mean.
Forever.
Oh, forever?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Would you give it up for this week?
No. I mean, I think we're talking about the life of a career.
Would you go AC Green and it was guaranteed you're in the NBA?
Am I putting the boys on ice and still able to have kids?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Then maybe.
Do I have to put in all the hard work to get all that talent, or is that just bestowed upon me and gifted? And like all of a sudden, bang,
okay,
you're an NBA player.
Okay. We'll go. You have to put in the same amount of work that you're giving up.
Nope.
All right.
Well, that's easy.
Danny's like, 1 hour total?
That's not a whole lot of work.
Lifetime of work?
That's easy.
Oh, man. All right. Oh, it's called the good. All right. Motley Crue movie is called The Dirt. The Dirt.
Okay.
So The Dirt on Netflix. Do it. Watch it. It's good. All right. The worst day on the web today. Wait until you hear about the new Marv Marinovich. There's a new one. And he's a hoop dad. First is Rust with SportsCenter.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
I give the show a follow on Twitter at Danny and Dusty, where we'll link to this article.
I will grab it right now. It's a hard read. I'm not going to lie. It's genuinely a hard read for me.
This is very tough. It's on the Washington Post. The title of it is "Their Top-Ranked Basketball Players and Ready to Cash In." Up next, third grade. Oh, boy. This is the worst day on the web for me. I don't think it's really even that close. It is a profile by Roman Stubbs of two second graders, which I actually, like, I even have a problem, like, saying their names even. Because
the kids, yeah.
Yeah. Because even though they're in the article.
They're second graders.
Because they are in second
grade.
They're
7 years old.
And basically what their dad is doing is he has curated a brand around his second grade twin boys.
He's ball brothering these kids at 7 years old.
He's Marv Marinoviching this.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's taking Marv Marinovich and LeVar Ball and kind of like smashing them together. Mm-hmm. In that, now it's the training is not nearly as bad as what Marv Marinovich was doing, but the idea that what everything you do is to go pro.
Branding.
That's LeVar Ball for yes. Sure. But they have a motto, and it is "Born to Go Pro." It is a line that they're putting out of shirts, shorts, hats. They have
the Jolly Boys is their brand.
Yes, because
it is twin boys.
That is their last name. Their father, Henry Jolly, is
the third,
creating a online documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And he is filming everything that these two young kids do, including traveling like thousands of miles to be headliners at a youth basketball camp.
Which has nothing to do with their skill right now. It has everything to do with their IG following.
And everything is curated for
social
media.
Yes.
And these are second grade kids.
7 years old.
That are 7 years old. And they're trying to exploit name, image, and likeness as children. They're not.
Their parents are.
Their dad is. Yes. Trying to exploit name, image, and likeness for second grade kids. There's a line in this article that really stands out to me that says, everything is part of their brand has been instilled into these kids. They're second graders, man.
They're not.
They don't have second grade children should not have a brand. The child actors, same kind of deal. Like the kids need to be kids, man.
The dad's IG handle is NBA Coach Jolly.
Oh, where does he coach in the NBA?
Apparently not in the NBA. Maybe it's National Bad Actor.
Okay.
Coach? No, I don't know.
Interesting.
Like that. But this, like, and I don't want this to be the thing that turns into, because I think it turned into this with LeVar Ball, was number one, there's the race undertone to it. Where it was, you just don't want to see a black man succeed doing it outside the realms of business. No, those avenues are there for a reason. Like I have zero issues with, you know, putting two birds up to the sky and telling other, you know, big corporations to get bent. My aversions to this come to when we're talking about 7 year olds who haven't really had a choice in the matter.
Or you're putting expectations on them
to go pro at 7 years old,
that they are going to be NBA players when they're in second grade heading into third grade, which should not be an expectation for any child that much. Because guess what? What if genetics catch up to them? An injury catches up to them? Maybe.
Yeah, looking at dad, it's pretty easy to see genetics catching up to him.
He is not a tall man. I don't know how tall he is from these pictures, but looks pretty normal standing next to other adults. But you put these expectations on him, and he says, you know, that's part of my strategy. Build up their name, build the expectations up, build their skills up, build their bodies up so that by the time they go to high school, these companies are going to pay them to play. We want to do that as early as possible. I believe we are going to be the pioneers. Now, this there's so many things that are wrong here in those expectations, because what if you don't get to the NBA, or what if the kid says, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Let's just go
and they get
step
burnt
further.
Out again. It is one thing that if your child loves the game and you're out there and you're honing their skills, as
encouraging
long as
it.
They want it.
Yeah.
And it does appear that these kids want it to an extent. These kids don't know they want to be monetized. They don't know that yet.
They don't even know if they want to be professional basketball players yet, because they're kids. They're going off of what their parents tell them they want.
And that is something that this is where the parents step in, and that's where they take control and it's over the top, is that the kid just wants to be a kid. And if that means a love for sports and wanting to be out there, I'm all for you.
Hell
yeah, my kid wants to work. I'm gonna give them every opportunity that they can. This is different because, one, this is exploitation.
It's parent-directed, not parent-reinforced.
And two, this isn't for enjoying a game and getting
a crap.
This is
for money.
Make money off of your second-grade kids.
This is another line here that just made my eyes roll out of the back of my head. The Jolly Boys wore branded T-shirts. The front read, none and done. And on the back, the word college was crossed out. The boys have already had their futures mapped out.
Oof.
That is gross.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's basketball or chess or an astronaut. I don't care what the career is. You don't map out your child's future.
No. No. I just feel bad for the kids, because eventually, like right now, they don't really understand
second
it.
Second graders is beyond me, man.
Well, and that's the thing, is that the dad says that he wears T-shirts with the 7 publications that rank his twins among the top second graders in the country. 7 publications that do it is wild. The fact that you're doing it's like a quid pro quo here,
yeah,
of I wear the T-shirt, you rank my kid higher, so people go to your website because we're on Instagram and we have a YouTube channel, yeah, with the kids. And the kids are skilled, man. And that is something that inarguably what the father is doing that is correct. He has incredibly skilled kids,
yes,
for being second graders.
Look at the balls. This is very much the same 100%. Situation.
100%. Two that are legitimate NBA players.
And one is an overseas guy. Like,
yeah, and which is a great living.
Yes. As long as you don't get caught stealing stuff from China.
But this is like where you go, and that is it. Like LeVar Ball, he went, and that's the part that was always the criticism, is that,
well, he crashed and burned because he took it too far. The big baller brand and the braggadocio, like,
and making himself
a part of the show.
Of
it. Yeah. And that, you know, Lonzo is better than Magic day one, all that stuff. Like, that's what took this stuff too far. And again, it tanked up to 11 here. This is insane.
And this is where, you know, one of the quotes, you know, in the article, he said, I honestly believe my sons have started something that sparked every child their age and under to step their game up. No.
No. Children should not be stepping their game up. They're children.
Yeah. So there we go. And that one is from their mother.
And
by the way, it's not just the dad.
Yeah.
Not
no,
just the dad.
Yeah. 100%. And again, the author here is Roman Stubbs, and it's at the Washington Post. I retweeted it from the Danny and Dusty account. I'll retweet it from my account as well. And the good news is, if you haven't like burned through it, you should be able to read this article. It shouldn't be paywalled. It's a tough read, but I highly suggest reading it, because there's a lot to process here.
Here's something that I just don't understand is, did the Washington Post find this couple, mm-hmm, who is, you know, obviously they're going and kind of grooming their children to be these stars, right?
Certainly.
And they're cultivating a brand, as they, mm-hmm, call it. Is anybody else buying and picking up the every other kid their age is stepping their game up? Is that something that is widely thought of? 503-250-1080. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
.503-250-1080 is the Fan text line. We're talking about Washington Post article that's up at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. Give her a follow. there's a twin boys who are entering third grade.
Yes.
Just coming out of second grade. They're 7 years old. And their dad is cultivating a brand for them.
Not that it makes it much better, but I think they're nine.
Oh, they're nine?
So they're just hyper old third graders?
Oh. Nine?
No, well, my kid just finished fourth grade. She's 10.
Yeah. All right. The Jolly Boys are, it is really kind of, everything that they do from the length of their hair to which their dad is saying that you have to be okay with the
them having cornrows.
Yes, and long hair and wearing like their branded stuff on the basketball court. If you want to be their junior high or high school basketball coach, my goodness. Like,
I want my kids to be able to wear their branded stuff on the floor.
Yeah. In like 4 years.
School sanctioned events.
In 4 to 8 years. In the next 4 to 8 years, you have to be ready for that because we're already planting that seed right now. Your text at 503-250-1080. This one says, this is straight up child abuse. What a terrifying human being. Yeah, it's kind
of, it teeters on the edge, in my opinion. It genuinely does because the way that they're locking them into this and kind of, stripping away the childhood is kind of crazy.
It is weird, but it's like, is the child in danger, like, physically to harm? No. Emotionally, what will this do in the future? That is a very real question, right? And that is something that you sit there and you say, have they thought about that? About what it means for them in the future?
We talked about this in the break. Like, the whole idea of how athletes in general are hyper-specialized. How many three-sport guys are there out there right now?
I don't know, but I wish that people would look around and take a look at the athletes that are phenomenal athletes. Mike Trout, who says, play all the sports.
Yeah.
Play all of them.
So you don't get burned out. Because that's the thing, is I think that when you hyper-specialize at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, it's no longer a love of the game thing.
Yeah.
It's a job when you're a child. And now, if you love the game so much that you can't be pulled away from it, okay, I get that. But that's one in a million, one in a billion stuff. Like, when the guys who have those work ethics.
Have you seen the Mookie Betts highlight? I just saw it. I was watching it yesterday, and I could not stop watching it. There's a highlight reel of Mookie Betts running routes, shooting a basketball, dunking, bowling, dropping bombs on the baseball field and making diving catches that just highlight his athleticism. And that is one thing I just wonder, like, what if these kids love something else? And that's a text that we got on the fan text line at 503-250-1080. Have you seen Baby Gronk, who, I don't know if he's decommitted and committed somewhere else, but I saw that Baby Gronk, a like third grade football player, had committed to Oregon like last year. And he's kid's a freak. But this said the dad for the kid, Baby Gronk, is using his kid to accomplish what he couldn't. Look up Baby Gronk on Twitter. The kid is like a third or a fourth grader. Another one says that Baby Gronk's dad has openly said he's better at baseball than football, but his dad is making him play football because that's where NIL money is. That's ridiculous.
That's disgusting. But that's pimping your child out.
That is.
Serious. That's pimping your child out.
Oh, man. The text, damn you, LeVar Ball. See what you've started, signed high school basketball coach.
There's some truth to that. And here's the other thing. LeVar wasn't wrong. He did have kids who wanted that life. Like he,
and that's where there's a difference, is that that's where if the kid doesn't want to do older. It. That may, there's
and,
a big
and
difference.
And that was the thing. And part of the issues that have been since kind of gone public is that the kids didn't want the business side of it. Yeah. They wanted the basketball side of it. They didn't want the big baller brand. They didn't want to be a part of that stuff. That, and again, that's the stuff that's grossness. A parent encouraging their child and supporting the living hell out of them to go chase a dream, I will always, always be in support of. Pimping your child out and making money off of them, hell no.
No, and that's where I think that that is a clear line that is crossed here several times over. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that this is, and I don't think LeVar Ball started this. LeVar, and
no,
this
he's
has
just
been
most
happening
recent
for so long.
Yeah.
It has been trending in this direction slowly but surely. And
the hyper specialization, I think, is what fuels it.
And like, what sucks is that you're going to have what LeVar Ball has. They have the genetics too. LeVar Ball is a Division I basketball player.
Yes.
I mean, wasn't very successful at Washington State, but he was
still a Division I basketball player.
His wife was a very successful, I think she was an athlete at USC.
Yes. I think she's a sprinter, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, genetically, very gifted family. The kids wanted more.
Yeah,
they gave
6'3", 6'5", and 6'6".
And then then LeVar went off the deep end with trying to start his own brand.
And then they realized that they needed to distance themselves from that.
But, and they did.
Yeah.
And they did. And guess what? What has happened to his sons? They're thriving.
Yeah.
They are all thriving. This is just gross.
Yes.
What we're seeing here.
It really is. And I wish nothing but best for the kids, but man.
I do too.
I look at this stuff and it genuinely irritates the hell out of me.
Priorities, man. Priorities. All right, let's talk some football, shall we? The Athletics Seahawks beat reporter Michael Sean Dugar joins us next. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.